Welcome to the new episode of the Geneva Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to episode 12 of the Geneva Podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what I have to say on the things happening in Geneva. Wow, we've come a long way since the first episode. We are starting to get our freedom back little by little. Gyms have opened up again, limited capacities. Bars and restaurants with outdoor seatings have opened up again. Cultural activities have kicked in. Despite the weird, constant weather changing, things are starting to look promising again in Geneva, and that is super exciting. So I hope that in preparation for things opening up completely and us obtaining our full freedom, I hope that you're staying sane and safe and healthy. So let's kick off with fact number 13 of this episode. Geneva has the most parking and recharge spots for electric cars and scooters in Switzerland. The Fondation de Parking, which is based in Geneva, has allocated 230 spots across 21 different parkings in Geneva, where if you want, you can recharge your electric car. It needs to be 100% electric though, or your scooter, and all of this is for free. So in Geneva, there's over 230 parking spots for what we call the car of the future, the Teslas and, you know, the new Volvos and all of that. So if you have an electric car, know that there are many options for you to where you can charge your car. And if you are reluctant into getting an electric car for various reasons, well, know that the canton of Geneva has put up a lot of spots for you. So continuing with cars, the first topic I want to share with you is concerning a relatively new Geneva-based ride-hailing service called Limo. Some of you may have heard about it, and if you haven't, I'll give you a quick summary of what it's all about. Limo is spelled L-Y-M-O. So before, pre-COVID and all of that, when I would go out, I would use public transportation, or I would walk if I could. But from time to time, I would use Uber, right, to get me to my destination, whether that was home or to a friend's place or whatever. And that was very convenient. But after seeing a lot of bad press about Uber, whether it's Uber Eats or Uber Drive, and the way mainly that they treat their drivers, but also the food delivery people, I made the decision to not use them anymore. And granted, the semi-lockdown helped a lot as I wasn't going anywhere, or at least not going anywhere that was far. It was a friend who told me about the app, and I decided to test it out, and I was really happy with the service. It obviously works similarly to Uber, but basically, you put in your destination and you can choose how you want to select your car. If you want the cheapest option or if you want the fastest option. You can also easily request a van for 6 passengers, or if you need a baby seat, depending on the age of the child that you're with. So they have a range in age for the seat that you need with the car that has those available seats. If you're traveling with someone who has is in a wheelchair, you have access to cars which are able to provide space for a wheelchair or other disabled access. And if you want an eco-friendly car, you can choose that. Once you have selected all of your options, you have the choice of several drivers that are available close to you. And you get to pick your driver. So if you see someone that has a nice car, you might be tempted to go for that. So for example, if you've never been in a Tesla before, you'll say, "Oh, I want the Tesla," based on the criteria that you've selected.
On average, the prices are cheaper than Uber, and the company has said their primary mission is to treat their drivers correctly, aka like employees, allowing them social benefits, which is something that Uber today isn't doing, which is the big drama behind Uber. It's very hard for an Uber driver, whether it's food delivery or an actual hail service driver, to be able to make substantial amount of money by providing that service to you. The difference with limo is that, as I said, the drivers are considered employees. So each limo car will have a limo sticker. They're entitled to social benefits, which means a pension fund, which means sick days, which means many other things that a regular employee in different companies would also have. But most importantly is that the pricing is very transparent. So what you pay is basically what the driver will get in his pocket, because all the driver has to do is they pay a monthly fee to use the platform, and basically the price of your ride is set by them and not by limo. So I tested it. I had two drivers. So I've tested it on two occasions, and they seemed happy using limo. I was able to talk to them a little bit about, you know, the service limo as a business provider, as an employer, and they all recommended it and said that it was a lot better than being an Uber driver. Limo as a platform is easy to use. As me, as a consumer, as a client, I'm happy to choose a company with good values, and it was cheaper for me. So it's a win-win. So I would definitely recommend you using the Limo app. So as I said, LYMO, it's Geneva based. The prices are cheap. The employees are actually paid like employees and treated like employees. And seeing as things are starting to open up again, maybe this is the time to change your old habits and for the new habits to kick in. Also, rumor has it that Uber won't be allowed in Geneva for much longer. So download the app. Attention, attention. May I please have the attention of all artists of the region. Attention, attention to all artists of the region. The Conseil du Léman, which reunites the canton of Geneva, Vaud, Valais, and some parts of France, Haute-Savoie and Département de l'Ain, is launching a new project which aims in reuniting artists from all of the above region to work within an artist residence of choice for a duration of 3 to 6 months in order to launch a project of artistic research or creation project of your choice. If you get accepted in this program, you would get a budget of 13,000 Swiss francs, which is due to cover studio time, meals, housing, equipment, etc., etc. And this is in an effort to support, but most importantly, an effort to promote the cultural sectors that have been impacted by the pandemic. This is open to all artists, no matter your discipline. So whether you're a sculptor, a painter, a singer, whatever, all artists are invited to participate in this project. You can find all the information on conseildulemon.org. Just know that you have till the end of May to submit your candidacy. So actually, you have till the 21st of May at noon to submit your candidacy for this artistic project if you want to take part in it. Once again, all the information is available on conseildulemon.org for you to take a look at. I will also add the fact that Geneva has several upcoming projects to bring light and funding to the arts, one of which will be voted in the next elections in June. So there is a big effort into promoting the artistic sectors of Geneva. And we've seen this during the FEFDH Film Festival, and especially during this pandemic, where those are people working within the artistic domains have said, hey, don't forget about us. We are here. We're a big part. We don't get enough funding. And so part of the next life of post-COVID is really to bring light to those sectors and perhaps make Geneva of a more artsy hub. So a little update on the news happening in Geneva. I know it's a little early to think about summer, but the preparations for Fête de la Musique have kicked off and it will be taking place this year. So we will have the chance of having a Fête de la Musique, and it's due to be held during the weekend of the 17th and 20th of June. So do plan accordingly because summer is back. The second point of news is that there is a local campaign taking place concerning composting. So I'm sure you may have seen on your social media or in your mailbox some publicity or even around town concerning those famous little green bins for composting. The project was actually initiated approximately 5 years ago already, where for some regions, there are green bins that were deposited in front of your house. So Geneva is reviving this project where you can get those little green bins free of charge, or trash bags also free of charge, at various police stations in town. You can get it in Eau Vive, Champelle, Acacia, Jonction, Grotte, Charmy, Paqui, and Petit Saconnet. So the police municipal station in all of these areas will have free little green bins or trash bags. It's one per household. And there's also the possibility of picking it up at the Espace de Ville de Genève, which is located on Boulevard Carl Volt. So they're encouraging each household to get involved in composting. It's really easy to do. It's not complicated. Basically, separate your trash. The third bit of news is for people living near Anières or in Anières. Know that as of the 27th of April, the post office has officially closed. So this is a phenomenon happening in many parts of Switzerland, where they realize that actually having a post office in every little town or every little village is not cost effective. So they are closing down many of the post offices and having people share with other communes. If you're a resident of Anières or close by, know that many of the services which the post office provided are now taken over by the mairie. So if you're still paying your bills at the post office, you can do that at the mairie. If you need to send or receive packages, that is now being taken care of by the mairie of Anières. Last bit of news is obviously COVID related. As many of you have seen or been made aware of, that in Geneva, the vaccination has opened for people of 45 and older. Obviously, you can sign up even if you're younger than 45 and just wait for your age group to open up. There has been some issues with access to vaccines, so there is a bit of a wait, but They hope that by end of May, beginning of June, they will be able to open vaccination to all necessary age group, so 18 and above. Well, that's all we have time for today. Once again, thank you very much for tuning in to the Geneva podcast. If you have any comments or special topic requests that you would like to hear about, please feel free to send an email at thegenevapodcast@gmail.com. That is all in one word, thegenevapodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at thegenevapod, and please spread the word, and I'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, the Geneva podcast is for me, to you, for us.